Pregnancy is a life-changing, emotional time that can be overwhelming, especially for women struggling with abuse, homelessness, or addiction. But a program at a Boston hospital tries to provide solace by helping struggling expectant moms write lullabies for the children they're carrying. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
Caitlin Gillespie remembers exactly what she was doing when she got the big news.
I found out I was pregnant when I got arrested.
The 33-year-old says she was stealing to support her decades-long drug habit.
I started my junior year of college with opiates, pills.
Then she moved on to her drug of choice.
Heroin, yeah.
Gillespie says she's overdosed on heroin 6 times. She tried to quit, but couldn't. She and her boyfriend had been living under the Zakim Bridge for 2 years when they learned she was 3 months along. She says her mind raced as she sat in the South Bay Correctional Facility.
How was I going to do this? You know, I'm in jail. I have nothing. I have no one. I mean, my family had pretty much stopped talking to me. Part of me felt like maybe this could be the thing that could change everything, but at the same time, you know, fear of the unknown and not knowing what was going to happen. So it was a really difficult thing for me to get through.
Her fears made it hard to connect with the baby growing inside her. Then Gillespie's social worker told her about a unique project at the Boston Medical Center. It matches pregnant women and new mothers facing addiction, homelessness, and poverty with musicians to help them write and sing lullabies for their babies.
I didn't think I could sing. I didn't think I could write a song.
It is a strange thing to ask somebody to do who's never written a song, to just come in and share openly, and it feels like a scary thing to ask somebody to do.
That's Elizabeth Moore, a violist with the string ensemble Palaver, which introduced the National Lullaby Project to the hospital. To start, Moore and another musician asked Gillespie to write a simple letter to her daughter, Harper Rose.
She had written a part in the letter about imagining Harper's first words and first steps, and the whole first verse ended up being based around that idea. And it turns out Caitlin loves to sing and is a complete natural.
Baby steps in your first words. I'll be there for you, by your side, to comfort you. Sing lullabies, rock you to sleep when you cry. Harper Rose. The main thing that I wanted to get across was that any choices that she made, whatever she chooses to do in life, that I would be there no matter what.
The musicians record the lullabies for the women and their families to listen to later.
When they hear the song, they just discover a side that in some ways I think it touches them, because they have to admit that they never thought that would be possible, or that they forgot that side.
That's Moises Fernandez-Villa, founding director of the hospital's Arts Lab. It's a collaboration between Boston University's School of Fine Arts and the medical campus. Fernandez-Villa and social workers identify women who would benefit most from the lullaby project. He remembers when Caitlin Gillespie sang her lullaby for the first time in front of the group. A silence fell over the room.
And it was a silence of just acknowledging that something true has happened. We just have tasted someone's heart. And someone has just offered that to us. It's just so powerful and so brave. I just think these moms are heroes.
For a lot of the pregnant women, he says, just showing up is Herculean. Fernandez-Villa also gives credit to the 14 young Palaver musicians giving their time to the program. Palaver and Gillespie have performed her lullaby here in Boston and also at Carnegie Hall, where the Lullaby Project originated. More than 60 mothers, ages 16 to 44, have written personal lullabies there. A study shows the women reported feeling more connected to their babies, partners, and families because of the experience. Gillespie says the Lullaby Project definitely helped her bond with her baby.
Especially when I sang it and then heard it played back, and every time that I would play it for someone, it became more real. And then I think even more so once I had her and I played that song and remembered like those feelings that I had before I wrote the song and how different I felt when she was actually there.
La 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 la.
You're gonna sing with me? Ready? Baby steps and your first words, I'll be there for you, by your side.
Now Harper Rose is 10 months old, and Gillespie says her daughter is giving her a reason to stay clean.
For anyone with addiction, like, it's not the drugs. Like, we choose the drugs because there's something missing.
These days, Caitlin Gillespie, Harper Rose, and Harper's dad live in temporary housing. The new mom also got a job waiting tables and is training to be a yoga teacher.
Harper Rose, you're what I always dreamed of. Yay!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.